So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. Today is a transformational Thursday, and I am joined by the very beautiful change worker and soul guide, Pamela Moss. Hi, Pamela.
Hello, Erica.
Oh, we're going to have so much fun today.
I know it.
I go back pretty far. She's a former Ivy League academic and homeschooling mom. She joyfully serves spiritual entrepreneurs as a soul guide. She's featured in the number one mysticism bestseller, The Secret Star, and she's writing The Soul Guide to a Magical Life, How to Remove Your Blocks to Follow Your Greatest Calling. And today we're going to talk about whatever shows up for us to talk about. And Pamela is a fabulous entrepreneur. She actually has her own team as well. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited.
It really helps to have not try to do it all yourself.
Let's jump right in with, for those new entrepreneurs who are showing up and they're interested in just growing their world, what are some of the first things they can do to get it going?
You mean getting their businesses going? You know, the most important thing, I think, really is to tune into what feels real and true and alive for you. Like, I know people often look out and say, well, do this system or do create this or that. But, I mean, if you're really at the beginning, you want to create some kind of a gift for people. So when they go to your website, they say, oh, I want to get that. And that gift has them opt in to create a list for you. And to create that gift or to create anything else, you want to tap in and see, like, what could I offer that'd be really helpful to them, but also like something very important to me that I would be sharing would be really of great value.
And thank you. You teach this thing about soul and soul path and kind of knowing, and we were having this fun conversation just before we came over here to the interview, and what are my cues? What is, like, I hear, oh, the universe is going to tell me I'm on track. Like, what does that mean? Like, that's out there.
Right. Well, I mean, the universe more easily tells us when we're not on track. And that's pretty easy to tell because things go horribly wrong. At least that's how it seems.
This is beyond my path.
This is off course. Aha. When, you know, this, and I can certainly tell tons of stories about things going off course, but I feel like the way you can tell you're on course is you're on track, you're on your path, is first of all, it feels easy and light and happens gracefully. Second of all, there's a sort of feeling in your heart, at least for me, that it's resonant. It's like, yes, this is so good. This is so true. And if they're going in the direction that's right, it's not a lot of struggle. And when we're starting up something like an entrepreneurial venture or a business, there's a huge amount to learn and grow. And you can't possibly know, honestly, where you're going to be at the end. So you just have to sort of follow what I think of as the illuminated path. Like, you take the next inspired action and the next. And I used to think you had to plan it all out. But I've learned, like, you can make all the plans you want, you know, but what's going to happen is what needs to happen far beyond anything you could plan. So
actually, something that showed up for me in the creation of the podcast was, what if the listener could get inspired to take like one action step today, take one action step that's towards where you want to go? If you look at in 2 years, you've got 700 and something steps, you're going to be closer.
Absolutely, yeah. And the way to find that step, which I think is so important, is there's all this advice out there. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar business giving us advice on what we should do and not do. And what I really recommend is instead checking inward with your own inner guidance. And I have a gift for people to help them do that, because sometimes it's hard to hear our own inner guidance. But start from there, like, what's true for you? What's resonant and alive for you? And don't worry about what all the gurus and everybody else is saying. Like, follow the inner path, not the outer one.
So on this journey towards being all interested and in tune, tell me something where everything just kind of fell apart and you went,
so many.
I gotta change this.
Oh my goodness. Like a particular incident, there are so many.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll
everything fell apart.
Okay, I'll tell one. This one's happened just a little over a year ago. So I've been in business for over a decade. It's been up and down and up and down. Sometimes I'm flying high, sometimes I'm sinking low. So about a year ago was a really low point. I had just $222 in my bank account, and I had about $1,700 in bills coming in. And I'd been paying off debt, which I was really proud of, but I still had $16,000 of debt hanging over me. And I had no money coming in. I did not know anything that was coming in, and I didn't even have the energy to generate something. And I was like, what do I do now? I thought about applying for a job. I did apply for some, but my own guidance was saying, what you need to do is do your inner work about money. And I was like, no, stop resisting, just do it. And I did. I mean, I wasn't working with anybody else. Nothing was coming in, so I just did my own inner work. And I did it for about a month. That made a really huge difference. Like when I finally sat down and did my own work, and so many times as spiritual entrepreneurs, light workers, we don't even, it's crazy, but we don't necessarily do the work we know there is for us to do, our own inner work. At least that's my experience. I'm great at helping other people do it.
And I want to share with everyone listening that you're so blessed now, because Pamela took all those teachings and learnings and has turned them into a fabulous new offering. So maybe just give us a little hint about that offering and the videos they can get today. I just get them just by signing up. So tell us a little about that.
Yeah, well, what I'm sharing with people is the things that helped me a huge amount. So the first video, I'm offering a series called Illuminate Your Money Mindset. And in those videos, there's two things you're going to get. One of them is all about, we get in the entrepreneurial world, we're sort of told either we should give all our gifts away for free, our spiritual gifts away for free, because that's our spiritual duty, which is basically a vow of poverty. The other way, we're... And the other thing we're told to do, it's like it's spun around. The other thing we're told to do is, no, you should go for the bling. You should be making 6 or 7 figures. Woohoo! And the truth is only about 1% of us, statistically speaking, will do that. And somewhere between vow of poverty and 7 figures, there is a beautiful spiritual truth which will set you free. So my first video is about that spiritual truth.
Well, you know, Pamela, we are just like, I can't get over how fast the time went. Oh, no. Yeah. So tell us what your favorite book is.
Oh, my favorite book. At the moment, I'm really loving one, which is not a business book at all. It's Starhawk's City of Refuge, following her first book, The Fifth Sacred Thing. I've read them before. I'm rereading now. I think they're just so... such great messages for our time.
And then what's one of the songs you liked when you were 16?
There were two very different ones. One of them... quite different. One of them was the Bach cello suites, classical music, and the other one was Good Morning Little Schoolgirl by Johnny Winter, which is really... that was how schizophrenic I was.
Well, listen, Pamela Moss, she was just exceptionally modest in this. Go to her website. She has a website called thesoulguide.com. She has lots of different places where we're going to include the links on the posts that we have about her on my website. So go find out more about Pamela. Listen to this a couple times, because I believe there were things embedded in this interview that will actually give you a lot of strength in your calling. So thank you so much for coming, Pamela.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
The Erica Glessing Show is being sponsored today by Happy Publishing and the book Having Ease with Money. For new and pragmatic tools on having ease with money, go on Amazon and download the Kindle right away.